I welcome you into the joy of this service and our worship of our great and glorious God on this third Sunday of the Advent season. The Old Testament prophet Nehemiah says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. May his joy rest upon us in our worship this morning. As we look ahead to next Sunday's worship and our worship on Christmas Eve, there are a few practices going on this week. A mixed choir is practicing at 7 p.m. on Wednesday for singing a special vocal offering next Sunday. A women's ensemble is practicing after that mixed choir to sing a special vocal offering on Christmas Eve. Our preschool through sixth grade children will have a second practice on Wednesday. That will start at 6:30 for their parts in our Christmas Eve worship. The preschool and kindergarten practice will go from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So parents, please be aware of that, and I'll get word out tomorrow about that. But then the first through sixth graders will go 6:30 to 7:30. Next Sunday's services, the 10:30 service will include an Advent and Christmas suite of music and reading. So the two services will be a little bit different from one another, and be aware of that. If you ordered poinsettias from the JYF, they're going to be delivered to the church on Friday, and they will be available for pickup after 5 p.m. Friday evening. So please be looking for those. And also remember the special concert with Siberian Solstice that will happen at 7 p.m. next Sunday, the 19th. So those are the announcements to highlight and share. And now let us continue to prepare for our worship of God as we listen to our morning prelude. In our readings from the prophet Zephaniah and Isaiah this morning, we are reminded of the strength and the salvation that is promised by God our Heavenly Father. So we read first from Zephaniah 3, verses 14 through 20. Zephaniah 3, 14. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The sorrows for the appointed feast I will remove from you. They are a burden and a reproach to you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame and gather those who have been scattered. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they were put to shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes. And from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 through 6. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. And proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Let's bow in prayer. You indeed, O God, are mighty to save. You are our strength and our song. We worship to give you thanks during this Advent season, singing of the glorious things you have done and continue to do in our world and in our lives. Great are you, O Lord, and we praise and thank you for being amongst us in our time of worship this day. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Here at the stable, in the alley way behind the nearby inn, the setting of the promised birth continues to unfold. The animals continue to inhabit the stable. After all, the stable was built for them, the place they eat and the place they sleep. But not everything about that holy night happens at just that stable, nor on just that night. God's angels are involved in the nativity. Having foretold of the birth, having proclaimed the joyous news of Mary and to Joseph, and on the site of the holy birth, angels appeared in the heavens, announcing the good news of great joy. Rejoicing is a great company of heavenly hosts, sharing with the shepherds and the news of the Savior's birth, Christ the Lord. And the shepherds listened and watched in utter amazement, and they traveled to the stable to see this thing that had happened. They came with wonder, hastening to witness the joy of this birth. It's still an ordinary, simple stable with simple surroundings and humble characters, which God blessed with great joy for all people.
Invite you to stand as you are able, and we'll share in the Advent litany as printed in the bulletin with the people responding. O world, thirst and feel your hunger.
For the realm of God is here.
Blessed are you who thirst for righteousness.
For soon you shall be satisfied.
Like the deer that longs for flowing streams. Your soul shall finally drink of God.
The spring of living water.
Blessed are you who hunger for goodness.
For soon you shall be satisfied.
Manna from heaven shall descend upon us.
And all shall partake of the bread of life.
The nation shall break the loaf together.
Falling down upon their knees.
O world, thirst and feel your hunger.
The realm of God is here.
Join me as we sing our carol, How Great Our Joy, number 144.
I invite the children to come forward for the children's message. That's true. That is true. Because God said that's what would happen. All right. Everybody's got a seat. You knew it was going to be Christmas. You know how I know it's going to be Christmas? We are using the Advent wreath kind of as a countdown to Christmas. There are 5 candles on the Advent wreath, and for each children's message this year, we have been lighting a candle. Does anybody remember what the first candle of Advent, this purple candle, stands for? What was it? Hope. Did you all say hope? I heard hope. We have hope in God. The second purple candle was last Sunday. We had hope and
light.
We're going to have light. Remember what it was?
Peace.
Excellent. We're going to have peace. As we believe in God and know Jesus, his son, we have peace in our hearts. And today is the third Sunday of Advent, and we are going to light the pink candle, which represents, anybody know what the pink candle on the third Sunday represents? Ryan, give it a try. It begins with the letter J.
Joy.
Very good. I didn't even have to give you 2 letters. Joy. Well, there is a wonderful carol in the red hymnal that is called Joy to the World. That's next year. Now, joy, the joy that the candle represents, is not just when we're happy, not just when we're feeling like smiling. The joy is in our heart. And that joy helps us enjoy every moment of life. And the song begins, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king." And so those of us who receive Jesus as our king, we have his joy in our heart, and we're able to enjoy life. Even when there's problems, we can still praise God because he's with us. And so joy, we have hope, peace, and joy on the first 3 Sundays, and then next Sunday will be the 4th, and we'll talk about that last purple candle. But today, to remind us to be joyful in Christ, we light the pink candle. So what was the first one? Hope. Second one? Peace. And the third one? Joy. Very good. Let's pray. Lord, we continue to pray your blessing upon these children as they grow in the joy of knowing Jesus. As we celebrate Christmas, the way we celebrate his birth, in Christ we pray, amen. And since I forgot to ask you to share the opening words, we'll do both of them. As I prayed, I suddenly remembered, oops. So let the congregation say, with Mary, the mother of Jesus, we rejoice. For the mighty one has done great things for us. And then we say, how holy is God's name. We come into our time of pastoral prayer. It is called pastoral prayer, not because the pastor is offering it, but the pastoral prayer is for the concerns that we lift up to God. So if you turn to the back of your bulletin, you can see our current list right there. I was able to visit with Denny Hornish the end of this last week, and he is recovering very well at home and is grateful for your prayers. Leah Nafsinger did spend 3 days at Toledo Children's Hospital undergoing further tests, and those tests have revealed probably what's going on with her body, as she had another experience on Tuesday at the end of the school day. And it's not necessarily procedures or anything, but some changes in care and in lifestyle at home. So we can continue to pray for Leah and Eric and Sarah. We also put out the prayer concern about 3-year-old Callie Roofer, who the medication is helping break up some of the clots, but there are further tests going on early this week, so we continue to pray for Callie and her parents, Cameron and Kristen. And Gretchen Hare continues in therapy. Ann Grimm continues to recover at home. It's a slow progress. She's doing fine, according to Dale this morning, when she's sitting still, but still having some oxygen level issues with activity. So it's kind of taking time. And Ann said she's working on her patience. Matt Pardee continues to be hospitalized in a very serious condition. And so we can be praying for Matt and his family. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, creator, redeemer, sustainer. Lord God, we know you in so many different ways and by so many different names. And Lord, this day we come before you knowing that you are a God of power. You are a God of might. You are a God of salvation. And Lord, as we look at some Old Testament passages this day, that speak of your salvation. Lord, we thank you for your love for us in the sending of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, in this Advent and Christmas season, as we prepare once again to celebrate his birth on earth, Lord, we are mindful of your love. We are mindful of your glory and your restorative powers that you offer through your Son and through your Holy Word. And Lord, as individuals, as believers, as a congregation, Lord, we thank you for this time to gather us together, to connect us in, that we can worship and we can praise you. We can be at peace, knowing your hope and knowing your joy. And Lord God, for the people of our congregation that are dealing with health issues these days, Lord, we pray for their strength. We pray for their healing. We pray for a strong spirit of endurance. And we pray for your everlasting care. And Lord, as we continue to pray, we lift up to you, Denny, Leah, Callie, and Cameron, and Kristen, Gretchen, Ann, Matt, and Mary Lynn. Lord, we continue to pray that they would know your strength. And Lord, as the days of struggle can be present in their lives, we pray for that strong spirit, your Holy Spirit, to be upon them and give them endurance. And Lord, as we think of these, our family members and friends, we think of the world. We think of high winds and tornadoes yesterday that devastated communities. We pray in the aftermath of those storms that the church, the Christian church, would respond with care and with hope and with help. Lord, for people that live in settings of violence and disunity and discord, we pray that your spirit would open up people's hearts, that in the darkness of this world, in the darkness of our lives, that the light of Christ would shine brightly as you profess it to shine. And Lord, we're thankful that your light has touched our hearts, and we have gathered here for your worship and for strengthening of ourselves, that we might be agents of that light. Candles of hope, candles of peace, candles of joy, that we would shine brighter through your love, that we would make a difference and bring effect in the darkness of this world. Lord, it is through knowing Jesus Christ, our Lord, that we live and breathe and have our being. And it's Jesus himself who taught us to pray, praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.